alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, a warm welcome to your Tenem Express. Just before we touch on our segment for this morning, we have the Sheikh Abdulrahman Alexander presents a 7-week course in marriage classes for 2021, starting on the 23rd of February, that is tomorrow, inshallah, every Tuesday evening after Maghrib at 8 p.m. sharp. The venue is Masjid Al-Quds, Gatesville. Registration R200 per person and cash on the registration evening. And it says to avoid disappointment, 50 applicants can only be received, so first come, first serve. Indeed, so you need to make contact with Masjid Al-Quds for that, inshallah. But for now, let's get to our segment where we're focusing on none other than Partners for Possibility. This morning, the Marketing and Communications Manager is Dorcas Dube. Good morning to you and a warm welcome, Dorcas.
Morning, Ash. Thank you for having me this morning.
The pleasure is ours, and we'd love to know more about this because we know it's back to school. It's all those difficulty with parents, you know, unemployed and all of these. So please tell us more about Partners for Possibility and what you do.
Thank you so much. So Partners for Possibility is a creative solution to South Africa's education crisis. It is a co-action, a co-learning partnership between school principals and business leaders that enables social cohesion through partnerships and empowering our school principals to become change leaders in their schools and in their communities at large. So basically, I can say PFP, which is Partners for Possibility, we are a cross-sectoral collaboration. So we partner the school principals with the business leaders, with the government and the social sector. And I must add that we are a multi-award winning, internationally recognized program that features the key elements of professional coaching. So we have 5 days of world-class training workshops over the course of the year. We've got practical leadership development exposure in a marginalized South African schooling system. And we have regular learning and networking opportunities for school principals and business leaders. So the aim really is to just partner with school principals in under-resourced schools and business leaders.
Indeed. And there are many of those schools, right? So in terms of the schools, how do you select which schools to support?
Thank you. So currently we are in 1,400 schools in all our 9 provinces. And how we've selected these schools is the poor of the poorest schools. So these are your under-resourced schools. And as you may know, we've got 25,000 schools in South Africa, and unfortunately 20,000 are dysfunctional. So that is 80% of these schools need our support. So we are partnering with the under-resourced schools. That is the 80% of these schools in our country, quintile 1 to quintile 5 with the business sector.
Indeed. So how are you supporting schools that are trying to get back to normality now? You know, we can't say post-COVID-19, you know, still during this time, rather.
Sure. So COVID has thrown a huge ball cap in our programming. So what we've done to support our schools is that we've ran food relief programs across the country in all our Partners for Possibility schools. We've helped the underprivileged families really to this regard. So we were providing food parcels to the schools and the communities. What we've also done is we've moved the program to a virtual means. So the program is now being delivered virtually to continue supporting our school principals to lead during this crisis. And what we've also done is we run monthly school leadership forums where educators get a chance, you know, to discuss pertinent issues such as leading in times of crisis, such as this during the COVID-19 pandemic, educator well-being, and how to deal with trauma in our schools. So we've really tried to, you know, to diversify and become pertinent with what's happening across the globe.
Indeed. Dorcas, and when you speak about trauma, I think, you know, what in every family or every school, there will be learners who either lost a parent, a grandparent, or maybe an uncle and an aunt. So, you know, trauma counseling is extremely important as well.
True. So I totally agree.
Indeed. What are the challenges that you're currently facing, if any?
Sure, as we are facing a lot of challenges, it's fair to say that we've lost lots of educators due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we've lost our school principals, we've lost our teachers, you know, during this crisis. We have had to move this program virtually, and that doesn't come easy and simple. Since, you know, we've got connectivity issues, principals don't have access to laptops, to the internet, to computers. This has been a huge challenge really to move, you know, virtually. But I'm glad to say that we are doing this one day at a time, step by step, and we're getting there. And also some school principals are not fully comfortable with technology, as you may know. So we've also added some form of, you know, training so that our school principals are Zoom ready, because everything now happens on Zoom or Teams. So we've had to train them for those, you know, for Zoom sessions, for Teams sessions. And also we've also had to provide data for school principals. You know, data is super expensive and our school principals can't really afford this, you know, to join the PFP program. So we've had to provide data for them. And also we've lost some of our funding, because most funders and most organizations have channeled their funding towards healthcare due to COVID-19. So that, you know, leaves a huge funding gap towards education as well. But nonetheless, we have embarked on a campaign and we've coined that campaign, The Future We Want. This campaign just really encourages us all to be active citizens, to be a contribution in creating the future that we want. And not just for us, but for future generations as well. I mean, what if we are the leaders we've been waiting for? We need to really create the future that we want.
Indeed. So let's speak about, and I know that, you know, you've been partnering with other corporate companies as well. Tell us more about the school uniform project that you're currently busy with as well.
Thank you for that. So we've partnered with Edgars. Thank you so much, Edgars, for partnering with us, Partners for Possibility. We really appreciate your gesture. So we've partnered with Edgars to just, you know, help retain dignity to our school learners. So what we're doing is that I believe that their collection boxes are going into 130 stores across South Africa, effective this morning, actually, until maybe the end of July. So the plea really is for active citizens to just, you know, donate generic uniforms from your white shirts, grey shorts, your skirts, your blazers, white socks, grey socks, to these boxes that have been placed in 130 Edgars stores. And we hope that these donations in the form of uniforms will go a long way to our schools. We've got 1,400 schools and most of them are in dire need of school uniforms for our learners. So we're asking for lightly used school uniforms, and the hope really is just to restore dignity to our learners. They need us, and these are our future leaders. This is our future generation. We need to equip them to be, you know, great leaders that they are going to be tomorrow. So the plea really is just, please do donate lightly used school uniforms in Edgar stores. You'll find big boxes with collaborations between Edgar's and Partners for Possibility in all 130 stores. And we are appealing for generic uniforms, white shirts, grey shorts, skirts, blazers, white socks, grey socks. These will be donated to Partners for Possibility schools across all our nine provinces.
Dougas, that is speaking about school uniforms, but very often we find that you can't teach a child on an empty stomach as well. So what is Partners for Possibility doing with regards to feeding a child?
So in terms of feeding the children, we did that at the beginning of the pandemic. So that was sometime last year. We partnered with various organizations and we've donated food parcels to our schools. But in this phase, we are just really looking into our school partnership. So we're not into the food distribution agenda anymore. We believe that there are lots of non-governmental organizations as well as the social development sector that is working full force and just focusing on food nutrition and the delivery of food parcels to the schools. So we've kind of taken a back step into this, and we are leading more on the leadership development of our school principals.
We're also looking at these school uniforms. Unfortunately, you know, we sometimes see either children outgrow these uniforms or because, you know, of the frequent washing, and especially now with COVID-19, you know, how it fades as well. Are there specific instructions with regards to yourself and, you know, Edgar's, you know, giving advice on how to have the best out of your uniform for more than 1 year?
Thank you. What a tricky question, Ash, but I'll try to answer that. I'll say that you must try and wash your uniforms inside out. And also when you just let them dry out in the shade rather than in the sun so that they just retain their color. And also just read on the uniform instructions that you just follow what the instructions say. I know we just tend to just wash the way we think, but there's usually an instruction label. So if you can just follow that instruction label, that may be useful and helpful to keep the uniforms last long, you know. Okay. So, yeah.
You've mentioned these boxes will be in stores until July.
Yes.
So, is it from today?
Yes. So, effective this morning, I believe that 130 stores already have the boxes. I haven't managed to get to the shops, but I believe that this is happening already this morning.
Indeed. Very often, Dorcas, schools have different uniforms for winter as, you know, for summer as well. So are we looking at any uniform, whether it is winter or summer uniforms, you know, if it's a good piece of uniform to still donate it, like they say, you know, if it's second hand, but if you can, then purchase something in store and put it in the basket as well.
Yeah, so currently we're not really picking whether it's winter or summer uniforms. The children do need uniforms, but preferably summer for now, and winter is coming up very soon. So if you can purchase in-store, that will also be helpful. But if you can bring your lightly used uniforms, we also appreciate that. So we are looking at the generic uniforms. So that's your white shirts, your gray shorts, your generic blazers, your white socks and your gray socks. And then we will kind of figure out how we distribute to our various schools.
How can our listeners get in touch with Partners for Possibility?
Okay, so you can get hold of myself, Dorcas Dube. I can be reached on dorcas@symphonia.net. And Dorcas is spelled D-O-R-C-A-S at Symphonia, S-Y-M-P-H-O-N-I-A. .net. So dorcas@symphonia.net. You can also visit our website on www.pfpnumerical4sa.org. We're also very, very visible on Twitter, and our Twitter handle is pfp4sa.
PFP4SA, there we go.
Yes.
So, any final words of inspiration to our listeners and those who are back at school today?
Yes, so I'd like to just say that we are building our future generations. And please do join us on our campaign, which is Coined the Future That We Want. We would like to encourage everybody to be an active citizen and be a contribution in creating the future that we want, not just for us, but the future generations to come. What if we are the leaders we've been waiting for?
Indeed. We say thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. That was Dorcas Dube, Marketing and Communications Manager of Partners for Possibility. You can visit the website at www.pfp4sa.org, or you can email her at dorcas@symphonia.net as well. We say thank you so much for chatting to us and all the success.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ash. Have a good day.
You're most welcome. Bye.